It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's awkward Tuesday phone call.
Moms, am I right? Always meddling in your business.
Mom.
I remember my mom. My mom would always come into my room about like 8 or 9 at night and be like, hey, it's time for me to read you a story. And I'd be like, get out, Mom. Mind your own business.
You're the worst kid.
I'm 25 years old.
All right, that is a problem.
I don't care about James and his peach and how giant it is. Whatever. Leave me alone. But you wanted to hear about James and the peach yesterday. That was yesterday. I'm older now. Stop.
So weird she didn't have any other kids after you.
And Jason is on the phone today to do an awkward Tuesday phone call. He's having trouble with his mom. Not quite the same issue, though. He broke up with a girl about 6 months ago, and he's just discovered that his mom and that girl, her name is Dana, are talking. He saw them post on Facebook, and I guess in the comment section it said, a great phone call yesterday. Then he talked to his mom, and she's like, yeah, of course we're talking. She's great. I love her. And I'm not going to stop talking to her. So he wants to call his ex-girlfriend now and ask her to stop talking to his mom. You about ready to go, Jason?
Funny. Yeah, man. Like, I just want to get this over with.
Apparently, when you talked to your mom, you didn't do a very good job convincing her that it wasn't a good idea. Do you have a plan for how you're going to talk to your ex about this?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought I laid it out to my mom that I thought it was weird and that, like, we were broken up and there was no reason to talk to her and that, like, I don't know what her deal is, why she wouldn't, like, take her son's side, but whatever.
You just got to be honest about why you really think that she shouldn't talk to your mom. And weird can't be your reason.
But that's the honest reason.
But it's not a good reason. There's a lot of weird things.
Well,
in life.
Is there a better word for weird other than, like,
psycho?
It's not psycho. I mean, what damage could it actually do?
It's just, why would you, like, do you talk to any of your exes, parents?
No.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how it works out because it's not supposed to work out.
All right. I'm going to dial her phone number and you can talk to her, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Jason?
Yeah, it's. I know it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. How's everything going with you?
You know, pretty good. It's been a bit, but things are good. They could be a little better, and I guess that's why I'm calling today. It's kind of awkward.
Did your mom talk to you?
I mean, I just saw that you guys have been talking a lot.
Yeah, I have talked to your mom. So she talked to you already?
I talked with her a little bit, but she was like really vague with me.
I was worried that your mom was going to talk to you before I could talk to you.
What would my mom talk to me about? Like, the fact that you guys are talking?
Well, what did your mom say to you?
What did my mom say to me? I called her and said, why are you talking to Dana? We broke up a long time ago. Stop talking to her. And she said no.
So that's all that she said?
Yeah, what else would she say?
She didn't tell you what was going on?
Tell me what's going on? No. What's going on? What would she tell me? What are you guys hanging out? Like, what are you talking to her in the first place? Like, you're my ex, man. We've broken up for like 6 months. Like, there's no reason you guys should be talking.
I trust your mom. I've been talking to her because I wanted her to
She's
promise.
She's my mom.
Me.
You're somebody. Find someone else you can trust in.
Okay, I needed to talk to you about this anyway, but I guess now that we are talking, I might as well just be honest with you and tell you.
What about what? Are you trying to get back together with me? I mean, like, that's not going to happen.
No. That's not what we've been talking about. I started talking to your mom because I didn't know what the best way to tell you was that I...
Tell me what?
Was that I started dating Trevor.
What? Trevor? My brother Trevor?
Yes.
Oh my God.
What is going on? Why is
that coming?
You started dating my younger brother, Trevor, and you thought there was going to be a way to tell me?
Oh, my
gosh.
You
is there other people on the phone?
Yeah, there are. Hey, Jason, I know you. Jason, I know you have a lot of questions right now.
Yeah.
But I need to explain to Dana what's going on. Hi, Dana. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Jeez, explain what's going on.
What?
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
What? Who? What?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and Jason wanted to call you on the show today to confront you about the fact that you've been talking to his mom.
Oh, my God.
And that's all that he knew before he started talking to you.
Oh, my God is right. That
what
is...
The...
Holy crap.
Oh, man, that's heavy.
You little minx.
You're going out with my younger brother, Trevor, and you thought that there would be a good way to tell me, and you thought my mom might know? Are you... What the hell? That's so... What is wrong with you?
Okay, I didn't plan on doing this, okay? We just got to know each other.
Well, now it's okay. You didn't plan on it. Of course, I mean, well, then, by all means, carry on.
How does that even happen?
You know what?
Jeez.
Sometimes things happen, okay?
How did it happen, Dana? Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, how did it happen?
I was out with some of my friends, and I ran into him at the bar, and we just started talking, and we just kind of hit it off, and we did.
Did he realize who you were?
Yes, he knew who I was.
He wasn't, like, blackout drunk. Like, there's no excuse. I'm just trying to find him an excuse, because you definitely don't get one.
No, I mean, we're always kind of close, but it wasn't, like, a weird thing.
That's not weird? You were always kind of close while we were dating, and it's not weird? Do you hear yourself? It's like, that's crazy. I thought it was weird enough that you were talking to my mom, and I didn't know what you were up to, but this is even crazier than I suspected.
Okay, Jason, you and I were not working out, okay? And I wasn't like, I'm going to not date Jason, now I'm going to go for his brother, but that's just kind of what happened. And, like, we've talked about it, and we've talked about how, like, things, how it's weird, but, like, we didn't really know how to address it. And
why wouldn't he tell me?
Because he didn't know how to tell you, because he was scared, because he thought that you would freak out like you're freaking out right now.
It's weird. Why wouldn't you freak out? You're dating my younger brother after dating me.
Yeah, sure. That's true. But we dated.
Yeah.
And
you guys been sneaking around? Like, that's...
No, we've not been sneaking around. We did not get together. When you and I were together, you and I were broken up for a while.
How long has it been going on?
It's been going on for a couple of months. That's it.
So for the last couple of months, neither one of you have said anything about it. You reach out to my mom trying to figure it out. Wait, this is so twisted.
I reached out to your mom very recently because things were getting more serious with Trevor and I. We didn't want to say anything in the beginning because we didn't know if it was going to go anywhere, and there's no point in making some big fuss about something if it's not going anywhere.
Oh, man.
I'm still in shock for you, Jason.
Yeah, well, I mean... His birthday's coming up. I mean, we're not all going out to dinner. That's the reason.
Come on, little
family. There's no way in hell.
Okay, well, I don't want you to be uncomfortable, and I understand this is not an ideal situation.
Too late.
Too late.
Oh, my God.
Dana, I think it's already uncomfortable, yeah.
Did you have feelings for him when you guys were dating, when you were dating Trevor?
No.
It sounds like
No, I did not. People can be just friends, and then, like, when they're not in a relationship.
Apparently not.
Like,
apparently not.
See, this is exactly why I wanted to talk to your mom about this, because I knew that you were going to react like this, so you were going to throw a little bitch fit like you always do.
Yeah, Jason.
I think I'm well within the, like, realm of being bothered by the fact that you're dating my younger brother.
The only reason
we broke up is because you wanted to get married, and I didn't.
Whoa.
Does he know that? Does he know that?
Really?
He does now. He will.
Oh.
Yeah, he does know that because he and I have talked about a lot of things.
What?
Oh, my God.
No.
Dana, that is kind of weird. You were ready for marriage with Jason, and now you're dating his younger brother.
I never said that I was trying to get married right now. I just wanted to talk about the idea of possibly getting into it. It wasn't like I was asking for a proposal or something. There were other issues there, okay? And
yeah,
your brother
you were
and I
to get to
really
my brother.
Talk about anything. We're not asking you to be in the relationship with us.
Thankfully. How weird do you want?
Even weirder.
Why?
I can't imagine what my mom was going to tell you. Like, oh, yeah, he'll be cool with that.
She didn't know how to do it either, but she can also see that Trevor and I are a good match. So if you could come to that realization and be a little bit more mature about this.
I mean, whatever. You guys do it. Do your thing. Like, I'll do mine. We'll cross paths when we do. Like, it. I'm out.
He's just giving up.
God. So holidays are just going to.
Yeah, Valentine's Day will be a big one for me. I mean, look at
oh, my God. Why can't we just try to make things not weird?
You know, I think I've been looking at this the wrong way the whole time. This is going to be a blast. I can't wait for the holidays. I got so much material.